much do you love beer, Jason?
I like it.
Squid?
Love it.
Matt?
I'm a big fan.
Well, now you can have, if you have young kids in the car, you want to turn the radio
yes.
down. Give you 3 seconds to turn it down. 3, 2, 1. Now men can literally have sexy time with beer.
Wow.
Tell me more.
Well, I will tell you more, and you can go ahead and order it now.
Oh, on Amazon if you want.
A company called Blush is selling a beer that can also be used as a sexy time toy for men.
Oh, wow. Is it a
beer can that you're using it with?
Yeah, sure is, Jason.
For, you can get like the airline size ones, you know, like the airline Coke cans.
Okay, I'm seeing it now. It'll
probably be too big for you, but
the kinky show. Okay,
it's it looks like a 16-ounce can, but the inside is designed to be pleasurable.
Wow. I hope the top is
the arousing ale.
Yes,
they call the 16-ounce cans pounders,
and it's the brand is Shags.
Yes.
I hope the top isn't sharp, like where you open it.
Yeah, I don't think it's metal.
That's the thrill.
I don't think so.
The risk,
as you know, that you know a little.
Oh, that'd be
it
bad.
It must be a different way of opening it.
Yeah, I think it's...
Unless that's in the can and you pull that thing out.
I'm going to ask a question here.
Yes.
Okay? I'm going to try to be as adult as possible.
Uh-huh. I know it's a challenge.
It is. It really is. Let's say you want to try the beer can. Mm-hmm. Okay, you order Shags, you get the luscious lager, and... your unit doesn't go all the way to the bottom of the can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you still get the first part if you look at it.
I mean, it is designed in a way to fit your unit perfectly. Mm-hmm. It seems.
I mean, in Squid's case, it would be extra.
Oh, my goodness. There's a diagram of the layout of the thing.
Like, if you knew.
Is there a battery inside?
Is there a battery?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Have the React chamber, the Squeeze chamber, and the Apex chamber.
I think it's on our social media.
It is. Not the actual.
Part.
Yeah.
But I mean, Squeeze chamber.
Yeah.
The good old Squeeze chamber.
And it seems like it has these favorite pegs.
It almost looks like, I hate to say this, that if I utilize that, it would hurt. I'm not sure what it's made out of. Is it a hard plastic?
It seems like it looks like soft rubber.
It looks like silicone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then that's probably okay.
Probably because silicone will warm to your body temperature.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But it looks like those little nubby things in there. Maybe those are vibrations?
Is that the squeeze zone? Or wait, what was it called?
That's the squeeze. Or wait, no. The
squeeze chamber.
There's three different kinds of beer.
All right, what are the three chambers?
There's a stout, the lager, and the ale.
Are they all different on
the
inside?
They're all different on the inside.
Oh, wow.
Which one's the sluttiest?
Jason, all of them.
That's their liquor brand. There's a liquor one they have that's not out yet. And it's in a shot glass, unfortunately. Yeah, wow. Mm. Yeah.
My goodness gracious.
Now, Katie, you asked earlier if we felt debased as men to be reduced to, you know, like we're just dogs or whatever.
Yes, uh-huh.
And the answer was, well, depends on the situation. This makes me feel debased as a man.
Yeah.
That we, because the thing is, men would do this.
Well, and the fact that it has been created in general and then marketed and sold on one of the biggest selling platforms ever, Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Is the fact that there's going to be a ton of people who buy it.
Oh, exactly.
Sorry, Jared, but a lot of women buy these types of things too.
That's true. But those are, to me, this is a different level.
Yeah.
This is like, I want to, you know what, with a beer can.
I think nothing part says of it America might, more.
I don't know. I think part of it might be like the inconspicuous part of it. Like you can have, as a man, a toy that to the regular eye you won't notice until.
Exactly.
Are you going to do this at a party?
No.
Absolutely not.
I'm saying like, if like a girl walks into your room for the first time, she's like, oh, he has a beer like on his shelf.
You won't think leave a beer can on your nightstand, and all she thinks is just you're just sloppy and left.
Somebody comes over to clean the house and they find this.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to get out of than the.
It is.
Yeah. When mom visits, she's like, oh, he has a beer in the fridge. Not like a cold.
Don't keep it in the fridge.
You're keeping yours in the fridge.
Well, I don't know.
That's a mistake.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
In the microwave.
If she sees it next to the couch, next to the Lubriderm in the tissue, she's just like, oh, he was drinking a beer earlier.
Put that bad boy in the oven.
Yeah, that's
right. Don't put that in the fridge.
There's nothing weird about you having beer cans in the oven.
No.
The only beer I like warm.
You don't like warm beer? I'm trying to be European.
And what's that setting on the oven where you keep it where it just keeps it nice and
just warm?
Just warm.
Just warm.
It's not going to really cook it.
Yeah.
warm.
I mean, so you like the fact that it's decorative. Like you could just leave it
it's
out.
It's discreet.
Yeah.
Mine would need to be a Diet Dr. Pepper.
See?
Because mine would be like, what? Oh, now you're drinking?
You should feel discriminated against.
I do.
Actually, Jared would probably be more embarrassed about the beer than the actual thing.
I would be. I don't drink, but yes, I use it as a
it's
toy.
The same concept as having like a tampon or a hairbrush that you can fill with alcohol to sneak into places.
I guess.
It's just less conspicuous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jared, yours could be called Dr. Pecker.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Couldn't it?
That would have raised an as long as you can't really tell what it says.
Sample these 27 flavors.
Does it have the squeeze chamber?
Wow.
Or like mountain, but like mounting, mountain.
Oh, mountain. Do. Yeah. Or mountain. Do her.
Yeah. Do her. Yeah. Perfect.
Yes.
Oh, yes. So we could get so clever with
if
this.
If you're gay, it could be Mellow Fellow.
Mellow Fellow.
Oh, Mellow Fellow.
Yes. Yes. This is where it's like.
Then if you're fighting your spouse, it could be, instead of Sprite, it'll be Spite.
Spite.
Yeah. Spit.
Spite.
You spit.
Could you just spit. Do it in spite?
Spit. That's it, spit.
Ew. Squid did. I thought it was good.
Oh, my bad.
I would give Squid credit for spit.
Spit.
This is where we're too creative for our own good.
No, you have Mr. Pimp.
Coke could be Choke.
Yeah.
Choke. Sierra Spit.
I don't think it exists anymore.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
No,
now it's Starry.
Starry. Yeah.
Then it could just be Sorry for when you get caught.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, ladies, don't feel left out in the world of perverts.
Oh, great.
And the story just came out last week. There's a new Stanley Tumbler sexy time toy for women.
Oh, I knew it.
Oh,
comes
wow.
with an attachment so women can use it for more than hydration.
They cannot wow. use the Stanley name.
No, I think it's, well, it says Stanley Tumbler, but I think they're,
maybe
it
looks like one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spelled with an I.
The Stanky Tumbler.
Oh, I would have died now.
Did you say stinky or sticky?
Stanky.
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 Stanky. Yeah.
Either one would work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, that concludes our debased, perverted segment of the day. All right.